Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back. 1 hour to go here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. Do you want to get in? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I'm looking at a graphic right now, and we talked about it yesterday. We live in a world where Baker Mayfield is better than C.J. Stroud. That's okay. A world we live in.
I'm not going to fight you on that.
Since 2023, Baker Mayfield has the most touchdown passes.
He's got
74. Lamar Jackson has 71. Joe Burrow had 60. Josh Allen, 59. And Patrick Mahomes, 55. His quarterback rating is 100.6, Baker's. His record is 21-15, which isn't as good. Mahomes is 25-9. Allen, 26-10. Lamar Jackson, 26-9. Joe Burrow is just 16-13. But Baker Mayfield is rated up there. He's got a higher quarterback rating than Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, losing to Baker Mayfield, and you know, obviously you could have won the game. Obviously you had your opportunity to get, you had him. You had 4th and 10, and you let him go. But Baker, I think we are certainly underplaying what Baker Mayfield is right now.
Yeah, I think he is. I saw some Cleveland fans going after him. I made a comment about Baker Mayfield, and I just said, you know, I'm not sure what he was reading there. He goes, that's been his problem forever. That's why no one wants him. The Browns didn't want him. The Panthers didn't want, you know, the only one you can really say, he got to start off pretty well with the Browns. And I've had the conversation with someone from that staff who just said, it just went downhill when they brought in Odell. And he said it flat out. He goes, it was just a mistake. We brought in Odell and it was a big mistake because Odell was a massive problem in the locker room. And he was a real problem for Baker specifically. And it kind of, Baker wasn't mentally, I think, tough enough to deal with what he was going to have to deal with. I'm not sure a lot of quarterbacks are when there's a demand for the ball at all times. It's Odell is a chaos agent, and he has been with the Giants. The only time I've seen Odell on his best behavior was in that very short run with the Rams before he hurt his knee, and he was playing really well for the Rams. Then he hurt his knee, and it's basically it for Odell Beckham. Didn't do anything for the Ravens. I don't know if he has an issue with the Ravens. But Baker left there, and he wasn't good with the Panthers, and it wasn't a good situation. And then we were kind of done with Baker. We're like, well, he fell apart in Cleveland. He's no good with the Panthers. You know, Baker's just kind of, you know, he started off well, but he's going to bust. And then he had that little Rams game on Thursday night where he came in late, and you thought, man, that's pretty ballsy. Baker's got about 6 plays that they could call for him, and they still won this game. And off the strength of that, Tampa took a shot. They didn't give him a bunch of money. Tampa took a shot. He played well with Tampa and then got a contract that, frankly, John, looks like a bargain.
It is.
It looks like a bargain for Baker Mayfield. But I think he's hurt by the fact that people, you know, he was made fun of. I'll never forget Ryan Clark going after him because he tweeted. This really bothered me about Ryan Clark. It showed me a lack of consistency. He tweeted something, you know, on Instagram, Ryan furrowed his brow and went on ESPN and just said, this is not the way a quarterback acts, to put stuff on social media. And, you know, this is, and then Deshaun, like it was a month later, had the cryptic future lyrics where he was thinking about getting out of Houston, and He thought it was the funniest thing. I love this. My man is tweeting lyrics out there, making people wonder what's going on. And I'm like, come on, Ryan. I mean, don't be this obvious. Don't be this obvious. But Baker was kind of a baby. He was known as – Baker was a brat. Baker Mayfield was also a brat a little bit. He wasn't super likable in college. He went and planted a flag at Ohio State, which I'm sure a lot of people like. But, you know, as it was I just know this. I think he's grown up. I think he's he throws a really accurate ball. He throws a really accurate deep ball. And the guy is a tough freaking competitor. He's a competitive, gritty, tough guy. And
so
I give him all the credit in the world.
He said it's not a mature thing. He said he found God.
And well,
he said
I would argue
career and his marriage were both falling apart. And he said he when he found God, he fixed his helped fix his life. And I don't know, you know, I'm certainly not saying God is on his or whatever the case may be, but maybe he started thinking about things that were more important than than he was.
But I think that is part of the maturity. I'm not trying to diminish his path there. We saw it with Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yep.
When he went to Mecca, Dream will tell you, he became a different person.
And
I think it's a growth and a maturity that comes with, for them, it was religious.
Yeah, he's the NFL version of Sam.
She
was on
our social media director, who was a wild child, hitting people, throwing chairs at people, using really foul language, and she is a child. And then
God found her.
Yeah, she went to as John calls it, Jesus University, play a little
University
volleyball there, and
Jesus.
Now she's not
University
so rough.
Jesus. It's the University of Jesus.
Okay, and that's important. Some schools do not like it when you mess that
it's
up.
It's not JU, it's U of J.
U of J. Also, do we remember Baker? He was accused of having an affair with a woman in a Cheesecake Factory parking lot.
I actually don't remember
that. You don't remember that? That might have been part of my marriage was falling apart.
Well, wouldn't help.
Maybe. Yeah. I think that'll hurt a marriage.
Yeah, woman said she had an affair with Baker Mayfield in the Cheesecake Factory
parking
lot.
Does it hurt worse in the parking lot of a Michelin star restaurant or at a Cheesecake Factory? Does it matter?
I like Cheesecake Factory for the times I've been there, but it probably does not paint you in the best of light that you decided to cheat on your wife in any parking lot. But when you throw in the Cheesecake Factory, it's an embarrassment.
I think if you're cheating with a girl at Cheesecake Factory, she's willing to do stuff.
As opposed to the Nobu.
Yeah, I think if you're going to a high-end sushi restaurant, may do some what they used to call heavy petting back in the 50s.
Well, wasn't Tiger? He didn't catch it.
That's what I'm saying.
Perkins. Yeah, I mean, honestly. If it was a Morton's Steakhouse, that's one thing. If it's a Perkins,
she's probably gonna make you wait till you get to the house.
Yeah, Baker was still on his rookie deal, but he had money. You couldn't pay up for a hotel. If this alleged tryst is true, you couldn't have paid up for the best that Cleveland had to offer as far as hotels are concerned. It had to be in the parking lot.
I mean, you know, when it's love, love is love, they say.
Did that seem like love? If that story is true, does it seem like love?
I don't know. He may have loved
you. You don't know.
I'm asking.
You don't know.
Maybe they couldn't. They loved each other so much they couldn't wait.
Is that what you believe is the case?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do
know. If I believe that.
So you do know, John. You know that it was love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm just, I believe it.
You believe it, but you don't know. Because you weren't there.
You don't know.
Lance,
we don't know.
Do you believe it?
I think it's unlikely it was love, but there's a chance that this is like, now, and who said that this happened?
The woman. That's why I said alleged. The woman allegedly had an affair, according to her.
And then the woman told everybody?
Yes.
Huh.
Hmm.
Curious.
It is curious.
Sounds like a setup by the Steelers.
She went on a radio interview.
Sound like the Bengals were setting
you think
them up.
You think the Steelers were worried about
Baker
Mayfield?
She went on a radio interview?
Yes.
Wow.
It was Rover's Morning Glory, whatever that is, a Cleveland radio show. Casey Dingus, what a last name. She went on air and said she hooked up with Baker in the Cheesecake Factory parking lot.
What? You don't know. Was how in love were they?
I'm looking at the woman.
It doesn't feel like love if she went on a morning radio show where they do the morning zoo.
Yeah. I'm looking at this woman. And they have a side.
Wait, you did what with Baker?
You did what?
Exactly. Wait, we're a morning zoo radio now.
Kind of.
I didn't think about that.
Certainly when we do, certainly when we do Double Banger, we sound like the morning zoo.
Oh, that's the best thing we do.
I don't maybe, but I'm looking at her. John would throw her in jail.
Wow.
For lewd and lewd behavior in the parking lot.
So Baker found Jesus and dropped them hoes, is what you're trying to say?
If they got caught by the police and she came before John in court, she would not get off.
Well, I know he's throwing a lot of touchdowns now. I know he's praying on touchdowns.
If you type in Casey Dingus, K-A-C-I-E, first name.
I don't want to. I'm just going to believe you on this one.
You're going to see her and go.
I can already see John in the videos already doing some Googling.
John won't even get to the story before he chants lock her up.
Okay, let's see. Oh, no, she's guilty.
All right, what's the name again?
Casey Dingus. Dingus is spelled D-I-N-G-E-S-S. And she went on radio and told this story. Casey I-E.
Yeah.
Look at her. And don't, John.
Oh, Baker. This is. That's like.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Born and raised Oklahoma.
Well, this was in Ohio.
Now, there's a picture of her when she was younger. She hasn't aged as well.
I just grabbed the picture from her. Oh, you mean, you saw her even younger than the interview picture.
Oh, wait a minute. John's not looking at, there's a picture John may not be looking at.
Yeah, where she's in a bikini?
No, it's when she's taking a picture of herself from behind in a mirror. You know, that picture that always pops up now?
Yeah, right. Well, that's a bit much now. That's a bit much.
Our even show's for me, not really great.
That's
this show's not a great show.
No, it's not.
It's not a great show. Not a great show.
What about those Astros guys?
How about them Astros?
Two big wins. Win the series.
Yeah.
Probably put the Rangers out of their misery. Good for the Stros.
Yep.
Good for AJ Blueball.
Way to go, AJ.
She does look like somebody who would call into a morning show and say she hooked up with someone in a Cheesecake Factory.
She didn't call in. She went in studio.
She went into the studio.
Yes. Well, you see the picture of her with the headset on.
Yeah, I saw. That's a picture from her in
studio.
Oh,
where she's guilty.
No, she's sitting on a she's sitting on a couch doing a whole interview.
Yeah.
In studio, the alleged Baker Mayfield mistress.
Speaking of which, did you guys see how Ed Ingram graded out?
Can't imagine it was good. No. Was it good, John?
The best on the offense.
Congratulations.
No, he wasn't bad.
Okay.
He wasn't bad. I'm telling you, the Texans' offensive line was not as bad as I thought either one of these 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
I mean, they have some, you know, when they bust, but it's like the old saying that offensive linemen will tell you, we can have pass sets. We can pass that for 32 times. And if we win 29 of 32, we suck because the three that we missed are all that people care about. And defensive linemen, if you get there, if you get there for a sack and a half in a game, you had a great game. If we stop you 29 times and we screwed up twice and it turns into a sack and a half, we had a bad game. Yep. Now, I'm not saying the Texans were, but the Texans actually were keeping guys
actually
in front of them. I think, actually, Cole Popovich has done a pretty decent job. The technique is pretty good on the inside. Ed Ingram was bad in pass pro last year. He wasn't bad the other day.
How do they grade run blocking?
I thought technique-wise they played pretty well. They just weren't opening up holes because, I mean, they would do okay in their double teams, but the problem was linebackers were shooting it. I showed you that one play where everyone had a great block on an inside zone and stupid Lakin Tomlinson just let a guy whip him. I know, a little much.
You just say Lakin Tomlinson.
Just Lakin. Yeah, that was a little. Apologies,
that was,
Lakin.
Yeah.
I was a little out of line. I was a little out of order there.
Well,
that's my apologies. Lakin just misses block. It happens.
You insulted him a little bit.
I know.
You got a little out of order.
Apologies.
According to PFF, from bottom up, the worst players on Monday night.
Let me guess. I'm going to go.
Dare was the worst.
Who?
CJ was second to worst, and Tomlinson was third.
Who was the worst?
Dare.
right.
with this 1.4 pass blocking grade or whatever he got.
He had a 33.9 total.
What was CJ?
CJ was 51.2. Woo. Tomlinson, 51.7. Justin Watson was bad. Harrison Bryant. Jalen Knoll, Jarrett Patterson, Woody Marks. This is from bottom up.
Yeah. I don't know if it's coming across on the stream. It probably is. But John has settings set up on his video where if he does like a thumbs up, there's like a thumbs up emoji that comes up on the screen. It's popped up a couple times where
he's, I haven't seen that.
There it
oh,
is.
Oh, there it is.
And he's got fireworks behind him.
I don't know.
Because he did it twice.
Oh, you're not sending me that link where I can see that. I'm just using Restream.
It's on Restream, too.
How do you do that?
If you do double thumbs up, you'll get the fireworks behind you.
I didn't do that.
You did it.
Oh, there it is.
It's your video.
Oh, you mean on video if we do it?
You can't. It's not yours because John's on his laptop. So when John does it on his laptop, it shows up.
I don't know how to do that. You think I did that?
Either. You did it from your laptop.
No one knows how to do that.
So if he does the heart thing, the hearts will pop up on his screen.
Yeah.
One thumb.
Listen to this. Imagine finding out your wife enjoyed a Chili's triple dinner with another man on a sports radio talk show. I would hate it if that happened to me.
Yeah.
All right. In studio, we've got Beverly. She said she had the two for Tuesday.
With a starting quarterback in the NFL.
With a backup quarterback. With a starting quarterback. Yeah. Wow, that was Cleveland radio. We would never do that.
Would we? If we got a call that, let's leave CJ out of it, a former Texan quarterback. If we got a call that a former Texan quarterback who was married had a tryst in.
No, and some girl claimed it. No, I don't think we would put her on the air.
Had a tryst at Turkey
Now, she
Lake
just
Hutt.
Called and said it. We'd be like, whoa.
But would we have her in studio?
No.
No.
No. We're not that bad. We're Hall of Famers.
Hold
we
on.
Wouldn't do
let's
that.
Ask John. Would we, John?
No.
Okay. Good. No.
I ain't doing
we
that.
We do have a standard.
John wouldn't do that.
I don't want to do that. No.
But what if she was extremely attractive?
No, well, then we'd just get stories out of her, but not.
off the air.
No. Okay, good.
Can you Zoom?
We just want to talk to you off the air. Great. I'm glad we have a standard.
Well, do we want people to watch the show? Yes.
But do we want to be in the salacious business?
Listen, all we got right now is me doing thumbs up and fireworks coming up, okay? That's all we got.
You can't move, though. If you move, they won't
show
up.
We have to break, but I do think we need to get back into the Astros next because they're saving their season right now.
Well, I tried to, and you distracted us.
They're potentially saving their season against the Rangers. No matter how anyone tries to diminish it, this is a great win they had yesterday.
How did we go from Baker's one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now to Baker and the Cheesecake Factory.
That's what Del does.
Del brought that up.
Because we were talking about.
He sabotaged our show so he can have a real show at 10.
You brought,
he derails this show.
No, I know.
You brought up how he mentioned his faith as bringing him back from the brink
of his
career.
That's what got him to faith.
And his marriage. And I was like,
that's what got
hey
him
guys,
to faith.
Cardi B and Stephon Diggs are having a baby. You see what he's doing?
And I thought to myself, what happened that he had to save his marriage? And I realized, oh, yeah, the Cheesecake Factory thing. And that's how it started.
Oh, boy. Talk to John, who is very predictable what he's going to say, and Lance, the guy who can't stay on topic at all. And you introduce these topics like you don't know what you're doing?
All right, what we got to talk about right now is Air Team. Let's get on topic. AirTeamLTD.com. Huge fan. Big fan. Love what they've done for me. And, you know, it can be they're putting in an air conditioner or a couple or three. Can be very painful, okay? It is. But Air Team made it as easy and as professional and as painless as possible. They'll work with you. You want financing, they can do that. If you've got an emergency, your air conditioning goes out, it's an emergency. Don't let your air conditioning go up. But if you do, if something happens, AirTeamLTD.com, AirTeamLTD.com, 713-936-5346. The Curtises have been doing this for, going on 40 years now. They've got employees that have been with them forever. That tells you something about the company. They've grown to, I don't know how many trucks they've got on the street now, but they're really, really, really great at this. They have a huge operation, and there's a reason that they're in business and they've grown. It's because they do it right. And when you've got a family-owned and operated business with a philosophy that's been passed down from years, and you continue that and maybe even get better at it, then you're a thriving company that ain't going anywhere. They'll stand behind their work, and they're going to make sure that you get the best service that they can possibly. And, oh, by the way, that experience counts too, because they've seen it all. So you're looking for the best way to take care of your air conditioning problem, airteamltd.com, 713-936-5346.
Hey, Taqueria Sarandis, authentic Mexican food is waiting for you. The question is, when are you going to go get it? You're going to get it this morning? You're going to get it in the afternoon for lunch? You're going to have it this evening for dinner? It's your choice. They've got some great featured items. They even rank their items based on the popularity of the items. Torta at this location I'm looking at right now, which is North Shepherd. The torta, which is the sandwich on delicious bread. It's a really good sandwich. Number two, the five taquitos. The burrito California is number three. So they give you, they give you the ratings of what other people think of it, but you make your own decision up. Of course, they have dishes like enchiladas, which is a classic favorite in Mexican cuisine. The gorditas, which if you've never had one, you won't find that at Tex-Mex restaurants, but at the authentic Mexican restaurants, you will find the gordita, which is delicious. Street tacos, the standard tacos, the gorditas. If you're looking for delicious soups and salads, they have that for you as well. Of course, terrific breakfast tacos and heartier breakfast items as well. So whether it's early or it's late, you're going to have filling food at reasonable prices. A lot of these restaurants have gotten crazy with food costs and prices, but Taqueria Sarandis are still out there fighting for the people, offering you very reasonable prices for delicious food and good portions as well. Go to Taqueria Sarandis, locations all over the city of Houston. You can Google it and go to the website and find a location nearest you. Just know that you're going to enjoy authentic Mexican food at very good prices, and you're going to do it. If it's not today, you're going to do it this week. Just tell me you'll do it this week and enjoy yourself some authentic Mexican food from Taqueria Sarandis.
Sell your house in the most simplest way. GreenlightOffer.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros won. Our Astros, these were the two biggest games of the year so far. And I don't know that it's even close. When you are a game out of first with the Rangers breathing down your back, possibly being out of the playoffs, and you come up with these two games back-to-back against a tough rival, at home, where you've been crap, you did it at home, and you came up with offense, which has been so up and down, and really, it's been crappy, if you want to know the truth. And now, all of a sudden, you're in a groove these last couple of games, putting up sixes. That's awesome. What do you expect out of Christian Javier tonight against Jason DeGrom?
I think he'll give you enough. Rangers have been pretty hot. I think he'll give you, honestly, three or four runs allowed. I think it's going to be one of those things where five innings, five hits, three runs, two or three walks, five strikeouts, kind of what all of his starts look like when he's not, unless he's really, really good. But you're going up against DeGrom. I mean, he's going to have to be at his best. You're probably not going to score a lot of runs against DeGrom. You'll have to, one thing that we don't see with this lineup as much is the good ABs, is the going deep in counts against good pitchers where you could run starters. That's the thing we used to be able to count on for the Astros. Is I used to keep close count, especially in the playoffs, of a good starter and how the pitch count was looking. Because Alex Bregman could sit there and foul, foul. Michael Brantley, foul, foul. They could take guys to 3-2 on a regular basis. This team doesn't do that. This team lacks plate discipline, and they're not as good from a contact standpoint as keeping ABs alive as consistently up and down the lineup. So, that's my concern with DeGrom, is that he's going to be able to get into potentially the seventh inning on you with a good start. So,
well, He didn't last time out.
No, yeah, you got to him last time. Yep.
They 5 1/3. Pena had 2 hits. Yordan had 3 hits. Yordan will probably have another 3 hits tonight. Urias hit him. Correa, 1 for 6. Not great. 2 for 5. Christian Walker had a couple hits. Yiner had a couple hits. Now, this is throughout the game, not just against him. He gave up 5 hits. DeGrom gave up 5 hits and 3 runs. The Astros got to him. Christian Walker homered off him. Yordan homered off him. So, it was good. Jason, DeGrom's one of the best in the league over the last decade, and you got to him last time. You got Christian Javier, who's just looking at the Astros now down the stretch. It's actually working out pretty damn well, because for your biggest series of the year, this is the biggest series to date, and you got by. You got by with these two pitchers, with Alexander and Blue Ball, and now you've got Christian Javier tonight. You got it set up for Seattle. Hunter Brown, Fromber, and Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
It could not set up any better.
If Fromber pulls his head out.
Well, he's still one of your three best pitchers.
He's one of your best. He's just not good right now.
No.
He's right. Been bad for a little bit.
Maybe he'll focus more. I don't know. We'll see. But it can't set up any better. And then down the stretch, you go to the Athletics. You got Blue Ball, Javier, and then Hunter Brown. You got to count on, in the last series of the year, coming here to the Angels, you got to count on Valdez, Fromber, Jason Alexander, and Blue Ball.
Hey,
potentially starts the last game of the year.
The A's aren't a layup. They just beat the Red Sox yesterday. They're 71-80. The A's are not a layup like we had hoped. And we know that they can score some runs in their home park also.
Oh, no, they slapped us around a bit.
So that's why there's so much importance on this series against the Rangers. And, in the next one, obviously it's a huge one. But even if you don't, even if the Rangers stay red hot and win the division, you got to stay in the playoffs. And to do that, you got Cleveland beat Detroit yesterday. Cleveland and the Rangers are the two teams that you have to stay ahead of. I think you could play 500 ball and do it. I think you'll stay ahead of them if you play 500 ball. That's my guess. What is your slow clap for, Dell? Shooting for the stars?
Oh, no. I'm laughing at... Do we remember Taylor Townsend, the American golfer who got into that thing with the European woman who said something about you're uneducated?
Oh, not golfer, the tennis player.
Tennis player at the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Well, she has had to apologize for disparaging Chinese food on social media. It all comes around.
What happened?
She said something about Chinese food and saying...
Chinese food?
Yeah, saying she didn't like it.
So?
Posted apparently local dishes, including bullfrogs and turtles, and she joked she would need to talk to HR about the quality of the food. And the internet got on her ass, and she had to pop. It all comes around.
Wait a minute. Why can't you dislike Chinese food?
I don't think it's simply I don't like it. It's the joke she made at the expense of the local cuisine.
It's local. They look at it as demeaning.
Because she was
bullfrog and things
like
that.
She was in China, not talking about our basic
Chinese
food.
I'm going to have to talk to HR.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Daryl Morey was on our show, and he said, man, go eat in China. It ain't like American Chinese food. You're eating live fish. I mean, it's you got to have a stomach for it.
John, I want to read this to you. This is really troubling. These are Fromber's last 8 outings. 8 outings. That's not a small sample size. 6 innings, 5 earned runs. I'm working from August. He had an ERA of 5.64 in August, and then September right now it's 7.88. Starting at August 3rd and working forward to current times, 6 innings, 5 earned runs. 5 2/3, 4 earned runs. 6 2/3, 3 earned runs. 5 innings, 7 earned runs. And then he had that random game against Colorado, 7 innings, no earned runs. Of course, that's also a terrible team. Historically bad, actually. 5 innings, 6 earned runs, 7 innings, 3 earned runs, 4 innings, 5 earned runs. this is just awful. And his walk count, 1-4-1-4-2-1-1-4. Wow. 33 earned runs in his last 46 in the third innings.
It's
terrible.
Well, he did have the 6 2/3 and 3 runs. I'll take that right now.
I bet
7 innings, 3 earned runs.
So 2 of those 7 were, well, technically,
no,
technically
Colorado too. He had
technically,
3
the Texas Rangers, cuz he gave up 4 runs but only 3 were earned. So that's a quality start.
Yeah. 7 innings, 3 earned runs.
I guess
runs,
3 of
that.
His last 7 have been quality starts. The problem is he's given up 3 earned runs or more in 7 of his last 8 games.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's tough action if you're going up against a guy. Well, you're not going against DeGrom. It's going to be Christian Javier. But
of the pitchers that Joe Espada has at his disposal, how many of them that you trust are guys you haven't heard of before the year began?
Oh, higher number than I thought.
That you trust?
The ones you were like, okay, I'm good with him
being
out there.
I don't know if I fully trust Blue Ball, but he's been, other than one outing where he wasn't good, he's been pretty good.
I'll take him.
I'll take
what Murray
Murray's
right
done
now.
So far.
Who else? You said Murray?
Yeah, I take Murray. What he's done so far.
I guess.
I'll take Okert. I'll take King.
But you heard of these guys.
Not really. I mean, Okert was
not
he
Okert,
here last?
But you'll take Jason Alexander, obviously.
I didn't hear Jason Alexander before this year.
Not at all. He was an A to start the year.
Yeah.
I thought that was a question.
That's, yeah, we're talking
that
about.
That is the question. Which of the guys that you never heard of do you trust right now?
Yeah. Jason
compared
Alexander.
To the guys you had
Jason
heard
Alexander,
of.
Blue Ball.
You trust, but trust is a strong
Okert,
word.
King, Murray.
I feel better about those guys than I do the guys I
the guys
knew
we know.
Yeah. Right now. Other than Hunter Brown. Even Abreu, we know we can't really trust at the moment.
Yeah, but he's earned cachet. I'm not going to be so.
Not over the last month he hasn't.
I'm sorry. He's got good stuff. I'm not. I understand what you're saying, but to say that I trust Blue Ball more than Brian Abreu, who's earned cachet and earned points.
In their roles, what Blue Ball has done so far, he has.
But what about if you're in the playoffs when the lights get really bright?
Well, Abreu's never closed consistently
in the
playoffs.
Yeah, but he's played. He's been a setup man.
Oh, no, but that's not the question.
Obviously,
we have more. Brian Abreu has more cachet. Who's pitched better over the last two
weeks?
Well,
that's a different thing.
Who do you feel good about on the mound right now? The guys who
I feel really good about.
I always feel better about the guys who've been. That's a recency question.
Wait,
I always feel better about the guys who've been better recently.
But Brian Abreu is getting to be a big enough sample size now where you're like, I'm not. He's not great right now.
I mean,
he's not great right now.
There's no clever nickname for it, but he's in Stressly territory. There's no clever nickname with his last name, but he's Stressly right now.
I mean, you know, Blue Bob, he struck out 32 hitters in 25 innings dating back to, just in this month alone. I mean, it's been really good. He can't really go more than 3 1/3. I guess he could. We've seen him pitch 5 innings before. He's actually gone 4 innings, 5 innings, 4 innings. I don't know, were any of those starts or were they just long relief?
Yeah, but this was yesterday.
Yeah.
Joe said, listen, he's pitching 3 innings, 50 pitches. That's it.
Why?
I don't know. But
because
that was
to start the year, he had 84 pitches, 70 and 64.
The last guy he struck out was his last batter, period. Didn't matter what that guy did, that was going to be his last batter. And he struck out 7 of the 9 outs were strikeouts. 7 of the 9 outs were strikeouts. That's
how good
the kid was.
7 walks and 32 strikeouts this month.
Pretty good.
He has given up. Well, he hasn't given up any home runs. You know, previously he gave up 6 home runs in his first 3 outings, and he hasn't given up a home run since then. Now, they're much shorter appearances, but he has not given up a home run in his last 6 appearances.
I got to trust him right now. I really do.
I mean, he looks terrific. It's kind of we didn't really hear a whole lot about him, but he's only 25. He's only 25, so he's a 7th round pickup. I mean, the guy's 6'2", 190. He's got some gas. He can throw gas. Like, that feels like somebody to be excited about. Jason Alexander is just an anomaly. You know, he just kind of came out. It's kind of like Ronel Blanco last year. We're like,
yep.
how the hell is this 30-plus-year-old guy doing this? That's kind of what Jason Alexander is right now. I forgot about Ranel Blanco, by the way.
Yep.
Remember Ranel Blanco?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he used to pitch for the Astros.
As soon as he dyed his hair, he got hurt. And now that's a shame. Time to talk a little Underdog right now, though.
Good, Underdog Fantasy. It lets you play the games that you're watching. Take a look right now. I'll just pull up my app right now because I want to see what we're looking at right now for some of the numbers that are coming up for the games. Well, they've got WNBA playoffs. Are you a WNBA fan? They've got playoffs, and they've actually got Beyond the Arc. So they've actually got packs of picks where you don't even have to do any of the work. They have people who follow this who will actually make the picks for you, and you just sit and follow them and watch. If you don't really have an opinion on it, but you just want to, you know, have something to watch for some of the WNBA games, why don't you take a look at their Beyond the Arc? It's three different players with more than 2.5 three-pointers made. There's 601 entries that have already been made. They've got shot stoppers. They've got Champions League. So, you know, you've got soccer, you got WNBA, you got Major League Baseball, where you have strikeout totals right now. Jack Flaherty, Jacob DeGrom, and Blake Snell are the three that they've got higher than on these picks. You know, you really need to go to Underdog and see all the things that they offer, because if you're a sports fan, you're going to find games that you're going to watch, and you can look at the stats and say, ooh, I don't think he has that many hits. I don't think he has that many strikeouts. Take that knowledge, make the pick higher or lower, tie that together with two, three, four other players, and watch your payouts zoom, skyrocket, because they can go really, really high and you can make big money. It's Underdog Fantasy. To play the game, though, you have to download the app and use promo code Lance. You get $50 bonus cash in your account after you make your first $5 play, but you have to use promo code Lance to have that feature activated. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore HTML for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
John Granato here for Game Day Health. Are you feeling lethargic, having issues in the bedroom? How about weight gain, muscle loss, even brain fog? You may have low testosterone. Game Day Men's Health are the experts in testosterone replacement therapy, ED, and weight management strategies. They can help you get back to feeling and performing better. With 5 locations, 15 more on the way, book a free testosterone test today at GameDayMen'sHealth.com. That's GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, our penultimate segment. We've got a guy, Eddie's been waiting to get on here, so let's get him in here before we figure out what we missed today. What do you say, Eddie?
Good morning, fellas. Hey, I just wanted to apologize to Lance. I know you were off the radio. You took your headset off, yeah, I think, yesterday. But I didn't know you were high on A.J. Blueball, or I didn't know you noticed, you know, the talent there. And I do apologize, man.
Stick to
man,
football.
I'm serious about this. Yeah. I know. I take that back, man. I apologize, bro. I know you were pissed that day.
It's all good. It's all good.
You off anymore.
We're all on the same game.
That was pretty bad.
We're on the same team.
Yeah. But, like, Exactly. No, but I just want to say, man, like, I was high on this kid. I can see the passion behind every pitch. And this dude looks like he's going to be something legit. I'm just afraid that another GM is going to notice him and steal him away from us. I think we got something here. He's going to be huge for us. I really believe it. And to be honest with you, the kid had 8 strikeouts yesterday, no walks. If it
7.
Wasn't for that terrible it says 7 on the stats, but if you look back at that game, they didn't call that 8th strikeout. It was right there, man. He was ready to walk off the mound.
No, that is true.
You saw that? Yeah.
He walked. He walked the guy, yeah. That is true.
I was pissed because he was ready to walk him off, you know, walk to the mound. And I just want to know, why are they only limiting him? Like, man, like, but let's find out what he has. You know, we need that now. Like, let's push him.
I mean,
let's push
look,
him to 70
he's
pitches.
Punching everyone out. Like, he's got a high he's got a plus fastball, and he's been locating it in the zone. Like, his His control has gotten better.
A couple of years ago, Hunter Brown, when he came up, I mean, he was the toast of the – and that month that he pitched for the Astros, he made it to the
– Yeah, we thought, oh, my God, look what this kid can end up bringing. Yeah. Now, he was more heralded.
Exactly, because he was, I think, in the organization, he was more highly regarded. But this kid's pitching about as well as Hunter did when he came up. Why are we not giving him
opportunities?
Yeah.
Exactly. Joe Espada can look like a genius right now and be like, you know what? I discovered him. I gave him the big shot, you know? I'm just saying, before somebody else takes him from us, let's see what he has.
Well, mm-hmm. No one's taking him. I mean, he's got a lot of
control. 6 years here.
Yeah. Dana Brown would actually have to trade him.
And it doesn't matter who, like, whoever found him was somebody whoever signed him is who found him. Not that it matters. It's how he's developed.
The Astros have control of him for 6 years, so no worries there, Eddie. You got if you're worried about 6 years from now, then okay. But they got plenty of time where you don't have to worry about them losing him. All right. is there anything that we missed today? Did we put everything on? Oh, Mina Kimes. We didn't run her.
Yeah.
What is that?
You know it. I don't know. If she was a proponent of it during the off season, but we have turned from give CJ more control to make it easier for him after 2 weeks.
You know, make it easier is the exact opposite of give more control. Make it easier means you need to settle into half field reads, fewer reads across the board, quicker throws, and that's okay. You got to do what you got to do. We're not trying to win a contest of who's the smartest, who's got the highest football IQ. Your job is to get the best out of the quarterback for whatever his strengths and weaknesses. And if he's not going to process quickly, or if he hangs on to it too long, or if he moves backwards in the pocket when pressure comes, then dial it up to where he's able to make quick reads and get rid of the ball quicker. Because all you want to do is just score points.
You want to score points. Doesn't matter
You can let the media members fight about this, that, and the other, and Twitter fight about it. Nick Haley's got one job. Get more out of C.J. Stroud.
I found the whole it's going to be better because he has more control interesting. That it was just everyone just assumed.
Yeah.
That was going to work in the Texans' favor.
Depends on what he knows.
Yeah, and he's capable of, and particularly with the new system.
And also it depends on things that are beyond his control too,
like the O-line and
like receivers the O-line getting open, like, you know, what running backs making, you know, picking up, you know, what they're supposed to. Does CJ know how to protect him? Does he understand what teams are likely to do to try to trick him and game him into making a bad protection call? Are guys going to get open, you know, and separate? Yeah, just because a quarterback has more control, that doesn't necessarily. I do think it makes CJ more comfortable, but where is all the quick hitters that we thought we were going to get?
Yeah,
we thought we were getting more Ohio State. Didn't? Maybe I'm wrong, but I could have swore that CJ said that they had incorporated some Ohio State type stuff. Did that? Was that not? Or did we just assume he would do that?
When D'Amico Ryans was asked about what he was looking for as far as an OC, and of course he made the decision on Kaylee, he said he had thoughts about going to more spread, get the ball out quick, more. I don't know if he specifically said Ohio State, but it was more in line of what CJ did at Ohio State. But he valued the under-center run game more, so that's why he went and got a guy who would implement that quite a bit in the offense. But he did go back and forth about what he wanted his offense to look like, and he sided with, I want to play power football, run from under-center, and that's partly why Nick Haley got the job.
Well, how much of the – wait a minute. But how much did CJ, because we talked about this, that CJ has a say. You know, Nick Haley is going to give you more power at the line of scrimmage. Nick Haley is going to feature you more than you were before. We're going to fix the offensive line. How much did CJ play a role in Nick Haley getting that job? Because Nick Haley was going to do things differently than Bobby Slowick did.
Well,
frankly, it's not any different.
No, and how much did Nick Haley having a background of coaching in New England have to do with anything?
Well,
this is Cole Popovich coached in New England. Nick Haley has a background in New England as well. Like, you know, that stuff's popping up again.
Yeah, that's a Caserio influence.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I just want these guys to do their job. I actually am not upset about Popovich right now. And Kaylee's young. I understand. Kaylee's a young guy. He's young play caller. We're just going to have to deal with the bumps and bruises of him figuring this out.
But in year three of the head coach, the bumps and bruises thing should not be an accepted thing.
Yeah, but he's a first. No, no, I know.
I know about Nick Kaylee. This is no longer Nick Kaylee conversation because there is like this little divide. Well, we can talk about Kaylee and Popovich and Stroud, but D'Amico, you know, sainted because he played here and he turned it around. But in year three, with your quarterback that people found promising in year one and you as a division winner a couple years and winning a playoff game, we should not be talking about year three, the bumps and bruises of a play caller.
Yeah,
well, they decided to hire a first-time play caller.
Yeah, it's his decision, but this should not be a conversation anymore.
It's just two offense coordinators who is their first time doing it for a rookie quarterback. Well, rookie initially. And interestingly enough, that was his best year. When you had Nico, who hadn't become Nico yet, you had a rookie in Tank Dell, and you had literally a turnstile. Well, not turnstile, that's not the word I'm looking for. What?
Revolving door, right tackle.
Revolving door of offensive linemen. George Fant, remember how much he played at right tackle? Did a decent job. Charlie Heck played some. Like, it was a nightmare. They couldn't keep starters on the field. Juice Scruggs was hurt half the year, and it didn't matter. CJ had his best year.
Yeah, well, Juice Scruggs was hurt half the year. That might have been a positive.
I know, we didn't know it.
So he can't even get on the field now.
Yeah. We didn't know it at the time, but yeah, Juice can't. Oh, center's out. Well, let's go to Patterson. Oh, not Juice? No. The guard is out. Ed Ingram's out. Let's go to a tackle down there.
Let's move everybody.
Like Juice can't get in for anything.
No, and there's a reason for that. FanDuel came out with their QB tier list. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Justin Herbert is in their first tier. And you know what? After the first couple of games, he deserves to be there.
Yeah, if we're going to go recency, I guess you take Joey B out because he's hurt, and I guess you put him in, and I guess right below that is – although Jalen Hurts, did you see the video? You know, Jalen only had like 100 yards passing against – and Chris Jones said, did you see that?
Yeah, and he said, look at the –
He goes, you only threw for 100 yards, something like that. He goes, shut up. He goes, we're winning. Shut your ass up.
Shut your ass up.
We won.
Yeah.
As he's taking his last kneel down.
And here, and the second tier, Love, Stafford, Mayfield, Hurts, and Prescott. And you know what? So far this year, that's accurate.
Yeah.
I would put Jared Goff in that tier, though. They've got Jared Goff, Daniels, Stroud.
People are quick to jump off the Jared Goff. Did you notice that? It doesn't take much for people to jump off the Jared Goff train.
No. Daniel Jones, Drake May, Kyler Murray, and Aaron Rodgers in the third.
No,
Does CJ belong in that third tier with them?
I guess. I mean, they're throwing everything else in there. They're throwing a bucket of chum in there.
Who's doing this list for FanDuel? Anyone we would care about? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, at least I mentioned it, reverted back to last year in game two.
Yeah.
Really good one, really bad too.
Yep.
Hit some bad throws, some dumb throws.
Then the next
And Drake May didn't do anything in game one. He was okay.
He
was pretty good this last game.
Well, the Dolphins' defense is atrocious. Ask Daniel.
Drake May. Not like he's throwing to killers over there.
I just saw a list. Drake May is the best quarterback in that draft right now.
Who else was in that draft? Jaden Daniels. He's not the best quarterback.
No, he's not better than Jaden Daniels. I don't know that he's better than Caleb.
No, he's not in. This is.
Yeah, Drake May was in that.
Yeah,
class
Caleb.
Last year.
Oh, yeah. Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix, Drake May.
After two games.
Well, whoever said he was the best ahead of Bo Nix and Jaden?
This year, he's been better than those two.
No, Bo Nix has been better than him.
No, not last game.
Well, he threw for. Didn't Bo Nix have three touchdowns last game? Yeah, he had three touchdowns all in the first half. The Titans, he wasn't very good. Last game, he threw for three touchdowns against the Colts. But, you know, his numbers are down a little bit, only 200 6 yards passing.
But
again,
tears after two
if you
weeks.
Can't make the Colts punt, how much are you going to have the football?
You're not going to be on the field.
Well, this is all for this year. This is all for this year, because I wouldn't have Justin Herbert up there. I wouldn't have. Jordan Love has played really well this year. Daniel Jones is in the third tier. He would
then
never
why is
be
he in
there.
The third tier. He should be in tier one if it's about this year.
Well, that's true. He should be higher.
Because we can't.
You can't dare to do
that's
that.
That's a road too far.
Yeah, I know. We have acknowledged that it's about this year, but we will not put Daniel Jones up there no matter how well he's played.
So Chandler Rome wrote that A.J. Blueball was limited to 50 pitches to save him for the Mariners series to allow him to come out of the bullpen. This is where we are now. Blueball is literally one of the top five pitchers in on your team right now.
And you need to save him for the big series.
Yeah, you got to save him for the big series, A.J. Blueball, because the reality
is starting one of those games.
The reality is he's pitching his ass off.
Yeah. I asked you guys, like, we got to go to break. Just look at if you go to the Astros roster on ESPN, look at the pitching section and look at all the names and you're like, what the hell? What happened? Just look at the names that are currently active on that list right now. And yet, it's still in the race.
It's the weirdest thing. All the good pitchers came back and you lost a 5-game lead. Now when you go back to Colton Gordon and Blueball and Jason Alexander and all of a sudden it's like Jaden Murray or whatever his name is.
Yep.
All of a sudden you kind of right the ship a little bit. Well, at least for these two games. Well, no, we've won, what, 4 of the last 5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about having an SEC receiver name at pitcher. I like a Jaden Murray at pitcher. I like that name.
All right, we got a break. We got to talk about Aqueduct. We got to talk about Billy. We got to talk about how really, really wonderful Billy has been to us and how we feel about him and being, you know, guys in your home that have to come and it's, you know, you're letting them into your home. You're trusting them to give you the best estimate that they possibly can. You're trusting them to do the work as well as they possibly can. All of these things are critical when you're talking about any kind of a problem with pipes, showers, faucets, toilets, all of these things. You want the best job you could possibly get. You want the most knowledgeable people, and you want a great deal on top of it, right? Lance, there's no better place.
Nobody. Nobody, because they don't like that. The fact that you don't have to pay right up front for them to come analyze what's going on, when you do that, you basically are giving that company, the other plumbers, permission to gouge you, because now you're in. Like, there's nothing you can do. You're set to spend a certain amount of money anyway, and they'll tell you, hey, we'll just apply this to what you are going to have to pay, you know. And so now you're screwed. With Billy, he says, no. We'll just come out there and tell you what's wrong, and if you want to use us. Just know that we're going to get the work done. We're going to be transparent. We're going to be fair with our pricing. That's why we go with Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Couldn't co-sign it more. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So, I didn't realize this. RCI is a major strip club group. They own Rick's Cabaret, Vivid Cabaret, Hoops Cabaret, Sports Bar, and Sports Bar. Apparently, they have a little bit of a problem. They were bribing New York City, the state attorney general's office, with lap dances, so that they got off of not paying $8 million in taxes.
I mean,
I feel like, first of all, this group is in trouble, but what about the guys that were getting the lap dances? I feel like, shouldn't you be able to give a lap dance and get some tax money off? I don't know. I just feel like...
Well, does that count for Trump with the servers who aren't taxed on their... Is that the same with dancers?
Tips that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still have to... The company still gets a big portion of whatever, and then you just tip the girl.
So what's the crime?
The crime is...
Bribery?
Apparently, it's bribery. The state attorney general's office didn't charge them or let them go on $8 million worth of taxes because they were getting lap dances. As a matter of fact, The guys from Texas apparently were coming up at least 10 trips from Texas to New York to treat the former auditor at the company's Manhattan Juggle Joints. And I don't know. I just feel like you ought to be able to use a lap dance, you know, to get away with not paying taxes. I don't know. Not guilty. I'm going to go not guilty. Not guilty. No. There's a former cop. He got 12 years in prison for hacking and distributing nude photos of females. Apparently, he was able to get into these women's accounts. Since 2022, he got into, like, he illegally accessed 5,000 of college email accounts, found all of these naked pictures, and then just started sending them out. And he was doing it, like, from his person. He's not a great cop, first of all.
No.
It's the dumbest cop ever. He's sending it from his phone and his personal laptop.
Yeah. You doesn't would think, sound like a great move.
It just doesn't. First of all, I mean, just enjoy it. Why are you sending them out to all of... he was sending them out to their followers on TikTok and
to
and
Insta. Embarrass them?
Yeah, to embarrass them. I don't...
That's a subculture, if you want to call it a subculture. When guys or individuals decide, they find their way into, like you said, an account, and then they just, hey, I'm going to make your life hell by sending these pictures to people you love and care about because I can.
Why?
Because people are bad people.
I guess. But you're going to prison for 12 years because you're trying to make girls feel bad about their own personal accounts.
That you broke into.
Yeah, not a good dude.
He's a bad person.
But he's a cop.
Are they all saints?
That doesn't guarantee
they're a
good person.
Oh, but usually cops are really good people. Maybe not.
Good people are good people. Bad people are bad people. Radio hosts are bad people.
No, I don't know. I don't know any. Charlie Sheen claims Bill Clinton tried to hit on his girlfriend in the 80s. Do you feel like Bill... I think that's an unbelievable story. Bill Clinton would never hit on a... Never mind. That's it. We're done.
What?
Oh, my God. We're so late.
We are so
late.
Hey,
you guys don't have anything else you want to talk about before we go?
By the way, shout out to our girl Carol. For the first time in a long time, I was downtown getting... going to my daughter's PTO, and I said, oh, let me stop in. My wife's been wanting her egg rolls. Like a pig, I ate 2 egg rolls in the car as I'm driving.
That's surprising.
Hot mustard's hot.
That is not a surprise.
Like getting hot mustard on the steering wheel.
Oh, yeah.
It was delicious.
The best. They're the best.
Carol needs to open up a place down here in the conservatory.
Right here. Right here. That's right. Or in L.A., that's what you need.
In L.A.
In L.A., yeah. Yeah. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
First,
Lance, you talk a little Walmart first.
Well, so Walmart, if you're going to shop for groceries, one of the problems is a lot of times when you want to have it delivered, they have separate prices. And so you end up paying more for the delivery, and you're like, is this even worth it? I mean, it's convenient. Well, what would you say if I told you that at Walmart they have 500 million items online, a huge selection? You can get, you know how it is, like you can get anything and everything at Walmart. But if you use Express Delivery, you know, you can get your home goods, your groceries, your prescriptions, all subject to availability, but you can get it delivered in as fast as an hour. And unlike other grocery stores, Walmart's grocery prices, they're going to be the same for delivery as they are in store. So no matter what it is, if you just need groceries for the weekend or you got a big party coming up, let Walmart handle all of it. You just go online, pick out what you need, have it delivered for the same prices that you would get if you went in the store. Learn more at the website walmart.com. Walmart, the Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew?
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Bye, bitch.